Tomorrow, after the men's college basketball championship is settled in Atlanta, thousands of Americans who picked either Maryland or Indiana will collect payoffs from their colleagues. The Final Four office pool is a popular and benign form of gambling on a sport for which gambling used to be a malignancy. No one personified the dark ages of basketball corruption more than Jack Molinas. Banned from the pro game in the 1950s for betting on himself, he went on to fix college games in the 1960s. And after going to prison for that, he drifted out to Los Angeles and into racketeering and pornography. He was murdered in 1975. As they used to say, he was executed gangland style. He is the subject of a new book by Charlie Rosen. It's called The Wizard of Odds.
Jack Molinas was a brilliant young man with 170 IQ who went to Columbia on a physics scholarship, became probably the best college basketball player in the country, went to the NBA where he was named to the All-Star team, played for the Fort Wayne Pistons. But all the time he was in college at Columbia, and even in his senior year at Stuyvesant High School in New York, he was shaving points or outright dumping ball games in league with gamblers. And he continued to do so in the NBA.
The very fact that he played for, as you just said, the Fort Wayne Pistons, the forerunners of the Detroit Pistons, gives us some sense of where basketball was in the early 1950s. There were pro teams in Syracuse, in Rochester, New York. This wasn't the NBA that we see today on television.
Not at all. Everybody traveled by train except the Pistons, whose owner, Fred Zollner, owned a plane. Long rides on the train, players were making maybe $4,800 was about the average. And to maximize income, the owners would schedule 30 exhibition games. There are several tremendous players who couldn't afford to play in the NBA.
The first recollection that I have of hearing the name of Jack Molinas was hearing somebody give a sports commentary on the radio saying, there was this terrific player in the National Basketball Association. He'd only been a rookie. And it was found out that he'd been placing bets on his own team. He'd been betting to win. And since he wasn't betting against his own team, he'd been dealt with unfairly when he was thrown out of the league. That was the pro-Molinas sentiment. It turned out that actually those who suspected ill of Jack Molinas rather than those who suspected good in him were the ones who were vindicated by his later career.
Well, yes, he was caught betting on his own team to win, but there are certainly indications that he was dumping games, and several of his teammates, future Hall of Famers, were also dumping games. So he felt that he was kind of used as an example. Maurice Podoloff, the commissioner of the league, knew that some of his biggest stars were working with gamblers, and Molinas, because he was a rookie, was the scapegoat. To go after everybody else would be to really dismantle the league. The NBA would just have disintegrated.
The story, one way of reading the life story of Jack Molinas is that even though he was once, I believe, suspended in college, later barred from the National Basketball Association, and finally prosecuted and put in prison, the fact that he was a great ball player seemed to get him out of everything. It seemed people were so eager to do well by this guy because he was one of the best ball players of his time.
He also had a certain charisma that was a freshness about him, a naivete that seemed to be at odds with some of the crooked things that he did. And everybody kind of liked him. But yes, there is the cachet of being a superb athlete.
Charlie Rosen, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the chance.
Charlie Rosen is the author of The Wizard of Odds, How Jack Molinas Almost Destroyed the Game of Basketball.